भारतीय माँ और ऑस्ट्रेलियाई पिता की संतान कविता बेडफर्ड का पहला उपन्यास फ्रेंड्स एंड डार्क शिप्स छपकर आ गया है और ये उपन्यास इस बार सिडनी राइटर्स फेस्टिवल का हिस्सा होगा। हमने कविता बेडफर्ड से बात की इस उपन्यास के बारे में, उनके अपने अनुभवों के बारे में और भारत से उनके कनेक्शन के बारे में। आप भी सुनिए ये बातचीत जो अंग्रेजी में है, क्योंकि कविता बताती हैं कि उन्हें थोड़ी थोड़ी तमिल आती है, इसके अलावा बाकी भारतीय भाषाएं वो नहीं बोल पाती हैं। थैंक यू कविता एंड वेलकम टू SBS हिंदी।
थैंक यू सो मच फॉर हैविंग मी बैक।
सो कविता, लेट्स स्टार्ट विद योर नॉवेल व्हिच इज फ्रेंड्स एंड डार्क शेप्स। हाउ डिड दिस नॉवेल हैपन? दिस इज योर फर्स्ट नॉवेल, मेनी कांग्रेट्स। एंड हाउ डिड दिस हैपन? व्हाट्स द स्टोरी बिहाइंड द स्टोरी?
थैंक यू सो मच। The story is it's my first novel, as you say, and it took about 5 years to write. I actually spent the first 3 years writing something quite different and then had to go through the whole process of rewriting the entire novel. And so much of what I wanted to look at was about voices that included sort of migrant voices in literature, outsider perspectives, and sort of, you know, different people that populate Sydney. But also Australia. And so in order to get such a diversity of experiences and history, it took me a long time to write.
How do migrants feature in your story?
Yeah, so I wanted to look at Sydney, which obviously has such a strong history of different waves of migration coming from very many different countries. And I was really interested in, you know, a lot of the novels that I've read before about Sydney tend to focus often on the CBD or tend to focus on very particular kind of mainstream voices. And something that I felt very passionate about was I wanted to actually have voices from other kinds of experiences, which is so much what makes up my day-to-day life in the city, but also sort of friends and family that I know, it's also part of their lives. So I wanted to include migrant perspectives that included, so the narrator herself, her family, she's second generation Australian Indian, so through the protagonist and having that lens. And then I had her going through different suburbs and different interactions with people in the city. So this includes Uber drivers, it includes cafe workers, fashion store owners, the people that we have sort of day-to-day experiences and interactions with. And a lot of the novel is comprised of conversations that come from different people who are trying to find what it means to be or to create a home in this city.
And what's your story, Kavita? Because you come from a migrant background.
Yeah, so I was actually born in Australia. So again, it's a very different perspective because I'm sort of second, third generation migrant. And I was born here. My mother's family is from India, from South India, and my father's family is from Australia. So I think one of the things I was really passionate about exploring as well is there's a very different set of experiences that comes from being this second generation and being actually born in another country. You know, I feel a kinship so much to the Australian Anglo side as well as to my Indian family. And people often sort of want to have this idea of, you know, choosing sides or talking about an experience that somehow you know, disregards the other. And I think for me, it has been such an incredible experience because it's understanding empathy, it's understanding cultural diversity, it's understanding different ways, languages, histories, cultures get made up. And, you know, the fact that we are in Sydney, but across the world, this is the reality for so many people. We've been moved, we've been displaced. We have experiences that are made up of a whole set of regions. And you know, it's also very much an Indian Anglo through colonialism, its history as well. And so this idea of this kind of one experience was something that I really wanted to work against, and also to show the way that, you know, especially in this novel, so much about the novel is about what landscape and environment and home and how those experiences shape and shift you. So for me, I grew up here, but I've gone back to India multiple times. But even that saying, going back to India, is often problematic for me because, I mean, I was born here. So people often ask me, do you go back to India? And I think, well, I go to India and I see my family and I visit them. But, you know, it's a different experience for second generation.
So have you experienced that otherness which normally migrants face, the first generation migrants face?
Yes, I have. And, you know, again, it's a very loaded space to be in, because so much of it is, I never want to pretend or say that my experience has been worse than anyone else's, or that I've experienced something more than other people who have faced a lot more criticism. But at the same time, I think that that ends up negating one's own experience. And the truth is, I do look different. The truth is, I do get asked probably every second or third day where I come from. I get asked that in India and in Australia. So I have the experience of otherness in both countries, where I don't fully belong to either, but I also have huge kinship and huge ties, and in many ways I do belong to both. And I worked for a long time in, before I wrote this novel, I worked for several years in anti-racism spaces, where, you know, you're dealing so often with whatever country we're talking about, there is an idea of a mainstream or one kind of normative dominant experience, and anything that looks, speaks or thinks outside of those normative frameworks are immediately categorized into the other space and vilified or have a whole lot of problems with it. And this is problematic in Australia. This is problematic in India right now. You know, I think to define or pretend that it happens in one country and not the other is false. However, I think that being in Australia, there is sort of a dominant discourse about how we think and speak, which is so much of what my writing and then, you know, sort of social activism and work that I do outside of it is, to try and allow more spaces for people who aren't part of those dominant narratives to actually have a voice.
Kavita, would you like to be called and respected as a novelist or as a migrant voice?
I suppose as a novelist, because in the sense that I don't like the idea that we define one thing. I mean, a migrant writer sounds as if it is only speaking to those experiences, and why can't we have those experiences as part of a more mainstream framework? And that is kind of the thing that I'm trying to challenge in the status quo itself, is, you know, rather than being awarded things for being a woman or being awarded things for being a migrant or being awarded these kind of ideas of, you know, very important but of what often feel like subcategories, why can't their very experience of a novel be inclusive of these experiences and voices?
Events like Sydney Writers Festival, what can they do for new writers, for the first-time writers?
Well, I mean, I feel very fortunate. This year I'm part of a couple of events, Sydney Writers Festival, and, you know, I think they're also trying very hard with a lot of programming to include diverse perspectives, to include, and diversity means in all kinds of spaces. It means in ages, it means in experiences of the world, it means as well in terms of cultural diversity. So I think that there is sort of programming is such a huge part of that. And in those early stages when writers' festivals all around, you know, Australia are putting together a lot of that programming, it is really important to actually look at the representation and to look at what kinds of narratives are we feeding by who we're also getting to speak on these things. So I do feel that there is a lot of positive work happening in that, but of course, like everything, it can always be improved and interrogated further.
And lastly, how do you connect with India? What are your connections?
I connect in so many ways. I mean, one of the work, the jobs or the spaces that I do as well, is I also work in yoga, and I work as a practitioner and a teacher. And that has, for me, come through growing up with it so much in my family, and the idea that, you know, having a daily practice around meditation, having a spiritual practice, having an idea of, you know, culture and roots. I'm so fortunate in that my grandparents and my family around me always talk about their past and their history. So even though I've been in Australia, I know so much about that side of my family by following kind of lineages, ancestral, and understanding that I am completely a product of both sides of ancestry. You know, I feel incredibly fortunate to be in the position I am, but I know that I'm not here operating in some solo capacity. I'm completely the sum of parts made up of my ancestry.
So you do speak some language, Indian languages?
I only speak a very little bit. It's something that I really want to work and improve on and spend some time actually in South India working on Tamil further.
Wish you all the best for your first book. I'm looking forward to reading this and wish you all the best.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate being able to be part of a program like this and speaking to the Indian diaspora as well as, you know, people and communities in Australia. So yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much.